Hey friends, my name is Donna Amadon, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we're going to talk about joy. Now, if there's one thing our world needs more of, it is joy, don't you think? And though the Christian life should be marked with joy, I think if we're honest, we may at times not feel very joyful. And interestingly, when we read scripture, we learn that we're not alone. I think of the prophet Elijah, who called down the fire of God one day, but the next day was depressed. The prophet Jonah literally prayed that God would take his life. And even David, king of Israel, faced great distress. He wrote many psalms where he just poured out his sorrow to God. In fact, about one-third of the psalms are called psalms of lament. These are psalms marked by complaints, and many of them ask God why. Now, here's where I want to focus today. In these Psalms, we find a very interesting pattern that I believe, if we follow, will help us walk into greater joy. What's the pattern? We'll start by looking at how these Psalms begin. Psalm 3 says, "O Lord, I have so many enemies." Psalm 10 begins, "Why, Lord, do you stand so far away?" Psalm 60 begins, "O Lord, you have rejected us." Now, that's how the psalm begins, but let's see the pattern. You see, at some point in the psalm, after the writer complains about what's going on, he then asks for God's help. And then he proclaims his confidence in God. So here's the pattern. They complain, then they bring the request, and then they express their confidence. Now, let's look at these same psalms again and see how they end. Psalm 3 says, "Victory comes from you, O Lord." Psalm 10:17 says, "O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart." And Psalm 60 ends, "With God's help, we will do mighty things." Do you see the transition? From despair to hope, from sorrow to joy. You see, friend, God doesn't want us just to put on plastic smiles and pretend like everything's okay. He wants us to find strength in coming to Him. Today, you may be lacking joy. Today, you may be feeling discouraged, and you may not be bringing your request to God because it feels too hard, or you're not sure if you should. But know this, when you come to God, your sadness is not going to surprise Him. Your frustrations will not make Him feel insecure. We have a Father in heaven who invites us to bring our burdens to Him. So here's my challenge. I want you to think of that situation that's concerning you, the one taking over your thoughts. Now, bring that situation to Him and tell Him your concerns, and then ask Him for what you need. And finally, confess your confidence and faith in God. We hope this has been an encouragement for you today. Drop a comment below. Let us know how you're doing. And now go, win today with joy.